Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are none, thank you.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
A second.
Moving second to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, our next item is the approval of the minutes of the December 8th, 2021 meeting.
And unless there are any changes, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from December 8th as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the December 8th, 2021 meeting as submitted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, on to other business. Our first item of other business is Channel Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon Property, subdivision 2018-18, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the establishment of 70 single-family lots as a coastal area cluster subdivision with private roads, open space, and associated amenities to include a dock, kayak launch, pool, and pool house. The revised preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, November 29th, 2018. The commission may recall that the plans were revised in order to comply with amended conditions of approval for previous conditions A, D, H, and M. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54 in Selbyville. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcels are District 533, Map 20, Parcel 20, Parcel 21.00, Parcel 22.00, and District 533, Map 20.19, Parcel 97.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, let the record show I will abstain from this.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the final subdivision plan for Canal Point, formerly known as Bishop's Points and Cannon Property, 2018-18.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Channel Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon Property, subdivision 2018-18, the final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Haley's Glen, formerly known as Kielbasa, subdivision 2017-17, amenities plan.
This is an amenities plan for the construction of a proposed 1,120-square-foot open-air pavilion, double-sided fireplace, and a 308-square-foot patio within the existing Haley Glens, formerly known as Kielbasa Subdivision. The final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 27, 2021. The property is located on the east side of Kielbasa Court within the subdivision. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 12.00, Parcel 11.00, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Am I the only person who thinks that's ridiculous to have the mailboxes in the middle of the street?
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me either.
This whole plan is just a mess as far as I'm concerned, but I mean, follows ordinances, but I can't have those mailbox pavilion where people are going to be driving around, hey Johnny, go get the mail. Sure, Mom. No, I can't.
Would you like me to defer so that they can
come back with
send it back to them?
How do you want to handle this?
Two options. It could be denied or it can no action and we'll go back and engage in further discussion with the engineers. It's commission's choice.
Yeah, I think you can just take no action and have them have that conversation, make that revision, then bring it back. You don't want to reject it or deny it. I mean, that's, you know, so.
Right.
Defer action.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to Haley's Glen, formerly known as Kielbasa 2017, I make a motion that we send it back for further discussion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on Haley's Glen, formerly known as Kielbasa Subdivision 2017-17 Amenities Plan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Weston Willows Commercial Out Parcel, Site Plan 17-31, Revised Site Plan.
This is a revised site plan for the commercial out parcel A of the Weston Willows property for the subdivision of 26.737 acres plus or minus into three parcels consisting of 2.197 acres plus or minus, 1.718 acres plus or minus, and residual lands comprising 22.82 acres. Out parcel A will contain only commercially leased buildings with access off of a 30-foot ingress egress access easement located on the northwest side of what will be known as Beshey Avenue. Staff note that the applicant has planned for interconnectivity between the adjoining commercial parcels as previously requested by the Commission at their meeting of July 8th of last year. The tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 33.00. The zoning district is C1, Commercial Residential District, General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you. And the Commission may remember this from last week's meeting where it was agreed to bring it back for further discussion.
So what did we find out about? Because this was the one where they were moving things around and it might have affected the density of the apartments, correct?
So we had looked into ordinance number 2802, which is the ordinance that was adopted by council on September 21st of last year, specifically governing how density is calculated. Staff have looked at this and are of the view that the proposed lot line and denoting the front as commercial complies with this ordinance, although the discussion was is by if the land were occupied, does it somehow reduce the density? I can note that the what we're seeing here today is consistent with other site plans that we've seen before the Commission, like the Harola property in Seaglass, where as long as no additional units come forward on that conditional on that commercial area to the front, there would be no increase in density. But we could ask the applicant to make that absolutely clear on any site plan prior to stamping. So.
Okay, well, I would agree to that, that we don't want those that to be one of those, oh, oopsies, later. So, okay, so I make a motion to approve the Weston Willows Commercial Out Parcel S1731, revised site plan with the caveat that they demark clearly where the commercial will be, or how do we
correct so with a general note to reflect how density is calculated for the overall parcel. So
there you go. That's what I was trying to say.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Weston Willows Commercial Out Parcel, site plan 17-31, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Key Properties Group LLC revised site plan.
This is a revised commercial site plan for lands of Key Properties Group LLC for the construction of a proposed restaurant building, a two-story addition to an existing building, additional parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1, and the property is also located within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The zoning is C1 general commercial. The tax parcels are District 334, Map 6.00, and Parcel 74.00, and Parcel 70.01. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Staff would also like to note that this parcel has been to the Board of Adjustments three different times. One time in 2016, in which the variance was approved and then expired. So the applicant then went to the Board of Adjustments again in May of 2021, in which they were granted a variance on the existing parcel 75.00 at the time and denied variances for the existing parcel 74.00 at the time. They later went for to see if they could come back for a rehearing in August, in which they were denied by the board.
So what does that mean? What were they looking for? What variance were they looking for?
So the existing structure on the left-hand side was the original parcel 74.00. So all the variances on that building were denied. The site plan has since been revised to be set within the Sussex County zoning code and setbacks.
So essentially, this site plan conforms to the law. Yeah.
Right. Well, except for I don't see where future interconnection can be with the other parcels next to it.
Yeah, I don't see how you can do it.
Right there at the top, isn't it?
That's what I was curious, trying to figure out if it was just, I just wanted it, is that what that is supposed to be?
It's just connection.
If I may.
Okay.
So they were, the Key Properties is entered into a lease agreement with the neighboring subdivision in the back to lease out those parking spots. I believe that that has also been agreed upon for a 5-year length. And then after that time, they would be able to go into discussions of buying the lot from the subdivision from there.
Okay. But either way, the properties next door to them are both commercial. And if someday they decide to do something else, I wanted to just be able to say, well, great, now you need to connect with the Key Properties place. And that's what I'm looking for, a place where when those other properties come up for some kind of change, they can make a connection.
So
they don't have to build it now, they just need to show that it's on there so that later on they would say, oh, well, that's where it would be, where those two parking places are or whatever, that's where the connection would be.
What's happening on the other property now? Would that mean the other property would have to sacrifice a couple of parking spaces in order to make that happen? If so,
I mean, we can't force the other property. The other property's not doing anything right now, but if they come
this
in
property.
For something else in the future, we need to be able to say, hey, we have an ordinance that says you have to have interconnection. And by the way, this is where this property has said that interconnection is going to go for them. So
in other words, yeah. if that's all, if 100% of that, that would be the north piece of the parcel that we're talking about, they might have to designate or I guess we could just write it in that they would need to give up a couple of 2 or 3 parking spaces in order to have an access or something.
Yeah, I just want to know that there's some place where they could.
Well, it's not on the other parcel because that site plan's not in front of the commission.
No.
Right,
this
no.
One,
for this,
yeah, one, yeah. This one, right, can't make the other guy to do it. But this
I just
one.
Want to have it somewhere in the future. They don't say, well, they didn't, you know, we don't know. We can't connect because that's already there. Well, I want it so that they say, well, we say, well, they already made a provision for a connection at some point.
I mean, there's a drywall.
We could, if the condition wanted to see it again, there's two options. We could go back with the engineer and work with them and specifically ask for a cross-access easement to be shown along with some verbiage on the plan as to how that's to be implemented should
or
the adjoining
possible cross-access.
Yes, possible, exactly.
And we can bring it back to the commission, or if the commission are happy to approve it today, it could be contingent upon staff securing that prior to the final stamping of the plans. So we could do either or. So.
Are you okay with that, Vince, something like that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So can you word that for me? A motion?
You just said it. So it's a revised site plan subject to staff speaking with the applicant to show proposed or possible future interconnectivity with the adjacent properties.
Regarding the Key Properties Group LLC, that's my motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded
that it's approved. That it's approved based on right. Those conditions.
Yeah.
And final by staff. Phew. Do you want to do it over again?
No, I got it.
You got it. Okay.
That's why he makes the big bucks. He takes
yeah, exactly.
It all.
Okay, so moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Key Properties Group LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals and subject to the other conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. There you go. Okay. Our next item is Brookland Farm, subdivision 2021-09, request to amend condition of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department have received a request from Gulfstream Development LLC to remove condition J from the Brookland Farm subdivision application conditions 2021-09. This conditions require a pervious walking path between lots 58 and 59 of this development, connecting to the stub point of interconnectivity within the adjacent hamlet at Derrickson Creek development. Brookland Farm or 2021-09 received preliminary approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on November 18th, 2021. On January 12th, 2022, staff received a formal request to remove this condition in its entirety. This AR1 cluster subdivision that proposes 92 single-family lots is located on the east side of Baird Road, Sussex County Route 384, approximately 0.51 miles north of Zion Church Road, Route 20. The tax parcel is District 533, MAP 11, parcel 87.
I'm not on board with this at all. I travel on that road four times a day, Monday through Friday, and see people going from Batson to the Hamlet or vice versa, because they're using each other's developments to walk through. And I think if we don't do that, then people are going to be out on Byard Road, which is a terribly small road. I think the stub out is already there between the lots.
I mean, we've asked for master planning, and that looked like that was master planning for future.
Thank you, yeah.
They can't say they didn't know it was there. I would agree with you.
I mean, can we ask the developer to post a sign that says walking path only, no access to any amenities, you know, post a sign at the entrance of going into the Hamlet from this proposed development? Can we do that?
Sure, yeah.
These people are already walking over there anyways.
Does anyone on the commission want to hear from the applicant, have a question for the applicant? Just asking. I think they have someone here. No?
I don't have a question for the applicant.
So you don't care to hear from?
I don't have a question. I mean, I appreciate they came in.
For the benefit of the public, I need to explain to you that these items of other business are not subjects of public hearings. This is not a public hearing. It is simply a public meeting. And because of that, we don't take any public testimony unless someone on the commission has a specific question for the applicant. That's the only condition under which we do that. So I know that as much as you might like to speak, the rules of the commission don't permit it. Okay.
We weren't represented. The Hamlet of Dirksen Pond wasn't represented, and their documentation was not.
Sir, did you hear what I just said?
I did. I apologize, sir.
Good grief. I understand that you have something to say, but unfortunately, we can't accept it. If you know, the applicant has something to submit or a statement to make, then it needs to be submitted with the, you know, with the application. So
we did.
Okay. All right. Well, then it'll be considered. So, okay, group.
I'm going to make a motion to deny the request to amend the condition.
Okay. Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny the request of Brooklyn Farm Subdivision 2021-09, request to amend conditions of approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Derek T. Campbell et al., minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the subdivision of a 1.51 acre more or less parcel of land into one proposed lot consisting of 0.76 acres more or less, and residual lands consisting of 0.76 acres more or less. The property will be accessed by Maple Lane with a proposed 40-foot ingress-egress access easement over the existing access. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, MAP 28, parcel 124, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to lands of Derek T. Campbell, ETAL, I make a motion to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
A second.
Would you like final by staff?
Final by staff, please.
Is it a 50-foot easement or a 40-foot easement?
40.
It's noted as a 50.
Yeah.
Motion says 50.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
I'll change it. No problem. It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 40-foot easement for lands of Derek T. Campbell et al. With final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Francis J. Reed, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of a 41.27 acre it's for the subdivision of a 41.2 acre parcel of land into one proposed lot consisting of 10.08 acres more or less, and residual lands consisting of 31.19 acres more or less. The property is located on the south side of Redden Road, Route 40. It should be noted that there is an existing tax ditch on the property, of which the tax ditch right-of-way is measured 145 feet from the center line of the tax ditch. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 2430, Map 16, Parcel 29.06, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Francis J. Reed, I move for approval of minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Francis J. Reed, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Frank and Susan DeFord, minor subdivision off of a 37-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of a parcel that is 0.995 acres. This proposed lot is located off an easement that at its narrowest point is 37.98 feet more or less. The property is located on the west side of Hartzell Road, Sussex County Road 560. Staff note the presence of an existing cemetery, which is neither included within the proposed lot nor the access easement. The cemetery is proposed to be marked with corner posts given the proposed establishment of the lot. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 131, Parcel 13, Map 13, Parcel 40, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, which include a letter of no objection from the Delaware Department of Agricultural. This minor subdivision plan is eligible for both preliminary and final.
Just a little further information, something very interesting. That is no ordinary cemetery there. That was recently discovered, and it is the burial place of a soldier from the Mexican-American War.
Wow.
The date on the stone, and the stone is in remarkably good shape. The date on the stone, I think, is 1848. And the local American Legion has been notified, and they will flag that every year now.
That's awesome.
And all the easements are in place, by the way, so that people can get to the cemetery. And my understanding is that the easements already exist.
Thanks for sharing that. That's
awesome. Interesting, though. Yeah. Probably the only, the Mexican, not the Spanish-American War, not 1898. This is way back before the Civil War.
Wow.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Frank and Susan DeFord, I make a motion to approve a minor subdivision off a 37-foot easement.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 37-foot easement for Frank and Susan DeFord as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.